Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and such. Footnote, a film by Joseph Cedar. This film was the official selection for Toronto Film Festival, the winner of the Best Screenplay for Cannes, official selection for New York Film Festival, and for Telluride Film Festival. I got this because I haven't seen a lot of Israeli films, and this one was all in Hebrew, subtitled in English. And this film was kind of strange. I enjoyed it because I used to study Hebrew slightly, and I could pick up some words in the project, and also Avichai, but which means my father is alive. It's kind of an odd little subnote. But anyway, the story is about a father and son who are both Talmudic scholars. The son's work is basically kind of diametrically opposed to the father's, and the son actually ends up getting an award. I believe it's like an Israeli National Award. And he decides to give that to his dad because his dad was called by accident instead of him. And his dad has been wanting to win that award for like literally 20 years. I really did not enjoy this story very much, mainly because of the conflict between the families of the son and his two daughters and son and wife, and his father and his mother. Mainly because nobody ever said how they really felt about things. They kept everything bottled up, and it would have done really good if they'd all gone in for a therapy session. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, the son gives up his chance of the award for his entire lifetime so that his father can get the recognition he's been wanting for his entire lifetime. However, it kind of backfires because when the dad does get the recognition, he in turn is interviewed and basically lambasts his son and his work, saying that it's not really Talmudic study. Now, I'm not going to get on the ins and out of why he did not like his son's work and why his son's work was diametrically opposed to his father's, because quite frankly, I don't know the ins and outs of that, as I'm not extremely versed in Talmudic study, and they really don't go into great detail on the subject matter in this movie. It's mainly about the plot within the families of both having this conflict. So instead of being grateful for the award, the father basically uses it as a soapbox from which to lambast his son who gave him the award in the first place. There's also a very strange, interesting scene, I think personally. I'm still not sure if it's a dream sequence or if it is an actual played out section of the film, because there are a couple in here that you're sitting there going, what context are we referring to? And because I do not speak fluent Hebrew, the subtitles really didn't help with that either in both circumstances. But the father is looking at his letter that he received for the prize, and he realizes that his son wrote it, and he also realizes that he didn't really win the award, but he still goes ahead and takes the accolades. It's really about the fractures within a family and how those are, rather than mended, continued, as the son in turn decides to lambast his child for not having direction in his life, which you don't might be either here nor there. I'm not saying that the boy didn't need direction. I'm simply saying sitting there saying, I'm going to be gloating if you fail, really isn't the best of incentive for a child to perform well. I don't mean that bad, and I'm not trying to get into a huge conflict here. I'm just saying, really? I mean, I figure, you know, if your dad had been domineering and started talking down your work, you would in turn not be talking down your son in the same manner. But apparently that's something that's continuing on with the family. The video or the film concludes with the award ceremony and the father going out onto the podium. That's where the camera cuts. I think it was a very well-written film. It just wasn't a very, I like films that after a little bit of trouble, all the good characters end well, but this film didn't really show that. It just showed that the family would continue their conflict until, you know, they're all in their graves, which might indeed be true, but I'd hope we would find a more constructive use for our time, is all honest thinking here. So I would give Footnote probably a 2 out of 10, maybe. I'm kind of leaning more toward 1, to be quite frankly honest, because I didn't like how the family handled conflict. I figure if conflict arises, it needs to be handled in a positive manner on film, not a negative manner. There's enough negativity in the world already. We don't need to add to it by portraying more negativity in film. And it's not because, you know, I'm not really that knowledgeable with Israeli film, because quite frankly, I haven't seen a lot of Israeli film because of where I'm located. We don't have a lot of access. But this one, it just wasn't like I was expecting. I thought it would be more, you know, the family bonded rather than tore apart and fractured. And that's not what happened in this movie. So it was an interesting watch. Got to beef up my Hebrew a little bit because I have been away from it for a while. But anyway, I would give it probably a 1 out of 10, even though it did win all those awards and is a Sony classic, simply because I don't think that they handled the conflict well. There's also a scene in here between the son and his wife, and also the father and a older woman who he's probably having an affair with, is what you're left to wonder. And the son's talking to his wife about it and how it troubles him that his dad may be being unfaithful to his mom, because that's not what needs to be happening after all their years of marriage. And his wife turns to him and goes, "Well, the only reason you're faithful to me is because of fear, not because of fidelity." And I think it shows yet again how the family is completely fractured at all the key focal points, and just not a very good movie to end on. So that is my review of Footnote, and I'm going to be watching something a little more lighthearted and chipper next. So with that, on out. Check it at the round table. Bye.